Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Samad Dalad. We're learning Simon Gimel. The Chayyadim says, "Ve'im Ravorach Yisrael Rak Pam Achas B'Yom." Person says Tfilas Aderech once a day. So even though he has multiple stages of his trip, he's driving from City A to City B, stopping at City B for a little bit, then continuing on to City C, and then to City D. So he would say Tfilas Aderech on the first trip, and that works for the rest of the trip as well. A person is flying somewhere, and he says Tfilas Aderech on the way to the airport. So he would say Tfilas Aderech on the way to the airport. It's a type of a trip which would take him outside of the airport. It's outside of the city. So he does not need to say Tfilas Aderech on the flight, because he said Tfilas Aderech on the way to the airport. The same thing with a person goes to a ship. So he says Tfilas Aderech on the way to the ship. He gets onto the ship. Even though it's a different modes of transportation, one Tfilas Aderech will cover all of them. And we will talk about still when is the appropriate time to say Tfilas Aderech on a flight or on a train. So he says it once a day. Now, the Chayyim does address the following question. He says, in a situation where Rimahoya writes a however, if the person planned to stop in destination A, that was the plan. Then he changed his mind. So when he said Tfilas Aderech, he had no intent to have a second leg of his journey, or a second leg of his journey today. He planned to go to City A and stop for the day, and then stay overnight, and then continue on to City B the following day. So this was his final destination. So Tfilas Aderech would not work for the second trip because he's a nimlach. It's similar to the idea of a bracha that you make when you're eating and you have a clear plan to limit what you're eating and then you change your mind. See, if it's common to change one's mind so that the bracha really works everything, because there's an underlying assumption that you might change your mind. But if the situation is such, or the person which is a type of person which they make the decision, they stick to it, so your bracha was limited to the original plan. Now you change your mind, you need a new bracha with some more details, obviously. Okay, so the din of nimlach applies over here to Tfilas Aderech as well. If the person, he was planning to stop, so he needs to repeat Tfilas Aderech. Now, let's say a situation where the person knew he had a long trip that he has to take, and he figured, you know, he's not necessarily going to have the strength to do the whole trip in one day. So he decided he'll maybe travel to City A, and to continue the tomorrow. As he's traveling, he says, you know what, I feel very fresh, I feel very good, I can really keep going. So the case of the Chayyadim was that the person arrived already in the stopping point, and after he arrived already, he stopped the trip. He changed his mind and said, you know, I'll do some more. What about if he never stopped, he realized that he really is doing better than he thought and he could handle another leg of the trip the same day? So what, he doesn't stop at all. So arguably in that situation, the Chayyadim says, the Chayyadim doesn't say, arguably in that situation, we could argue, if we want to compare it to the rules of a meal, if a person is still eating and decides to continue to have more, since they're still within the meal itself, and the food is still there, etc., so then they do not need a new bracha. When a person finishes eating, stops eating, and originally had planned that's going to be the end of the meal, and then after deciding that the meal is over, they decide that they want to continue, that's a problem. But if you're in the middle of the meal, the fact that they planned to end the meal at some point, and they change their mind, and they plan to end their meal later, they do not need a new bracha. So we apply the same rule over here. Let's say the person would not need to say new tefillas haderech, or al kaponim, if he wants, he could say it without a chesima. Okay, now, you need to clarify the next year. This halacha is talking about a case where the person has multiple trips. What about the person has one long trip and never pauses? The person traveling on a boat, a plane, a ship, a train. So the what do you do in that situation in regards to Tilsa Derek? We'll talk about that more in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.